KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 74. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 39. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 49. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The supply chain continues to bring challenges to agriculture when it comes to getting raw commodities to our trading partners. Mike Steenhoek is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. He said those empty containers are causing issues that may be with us for quite some time.
What the container wants to do is get back as quickly as possible to the originating country, China or other Asian countries, so it can be refilled with finished goods, consumer goods or component parts to get back to the United States. And the costs reflect that. So that to move a container from China to the West Coast of the United States costs about just shy of $15,000. To go back from the West Coast of the United States back to China is $941. So about 15 times revenue you get from bringing it to the United States versus going back. So the result of that is those exporters, those agricultural exporters and others who rely on these empty containers to fill up to go back to Asian markets is going to be really difficult given that real income disparity for the inbound versus the outbound movement. And a lot of these ag exporters are having a hard time and struggling to get those containers. So it clearly is a real challenge for these ag exporters, and it's something that unfortunately is likely to be with us well into 2022.
And President Biden signed the bipartisan infrastructure legislation yesterday. The more than $1 trillion plan includes $550 billion in new funding for transportation, broadband, and utilities. The White House calls the legislation a once-in-a-generation investment in the nation's infrastructure and competitiveness. The legislation focuses on the needs of rural America through broadband, ports and waterways, as well as road and bridge projects. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One person died in an accident just after 2 p.m. on Monday in Franklin County. A 1997 Honda Odyssey driven by William R. Cox, 68 of Clinton, Missouri, was southbound on I-35, 1 mile south of Kentucky Road. The van drifted off the right side of the road, struck a tree, and came to rest about 100 feet off the roadway in the ditch. Cox was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to first call. Kansans are showing up by the thousands to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that medical personnel administered 37,377 doses of vaccine since Friday morning. 12,102 Kansans got their first dose of the vaccine, 7,400 plus got their second dose, and 17,800 got their third dose. Of Kansans who are eligible to get vaccinated, not including children ages 5 to 11, the state says 65% have received at least one dose of the vaccine. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
A three-vehicle crash slowed rush hour traffic this morning on a busy highway on the north side of Topeka. The collision occurred around 7:30 this morning in the southbound lanes of Northwest U.S. 75 Highway near the junction with U.S. 24. Authorities at the scene said three vehicles collided. All three ended up on the left side of the divided four-lane highway. American Medical Response ambulance crews arrived around 8 this morning to treat one of the individuals in the collision. One person was taken into custody Monday morning after a chase ended near Silver Lake, authorities said. The incident began around 10 a.m. at the 24/7 gas station and convenience store near the Maple Hill exit off I-70 in Waubenzie County. Kansas Highway Patrol spokeswoman Lieutenant Candace Brashears said a trooper contacted an individual at the gas station. A pursuit ensued and went north and west from the gas station, eventually moving into the area of U.S. 24 in southwestern Shawnee County. The driver was arrested without further incident. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Marine from Nebraska who was killed in Afghanistan in a suicide bombing earlier this year was honored during the Omaha Lancers Military Appreciation Night. WOWT reports that the family of Marine Corporal Dagan Page was on hand Friday night to drop the puck for the start of the Lancers game against the Sioux Falls Stampede. Page was an avid hockey fan who played throughout his childhood and was a member of the 2016 state champion Westside Warriors hockey team. Page of Omaha was one of 13 U.S. service members killed August 26th in the bombing at the Kabul airport. Authorities say a second-grade teacher from southeastern Nebraska was killed this weekend in a hunting accident. The Pawnee County Sheriff's Office says that 23-year-old Cade Ryman, who taught at Bennett Elementary in the Palmyra Bennett School District, was accidentally shot while hunting with another person Saturday morning southwest of Lewiston. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Health Department advises the shipment of Moderna booster vaccine has not arrived, with no word on delivery. KDHE Logistics is involved in securing vaccine, but as of now, the November 16th booster clinic is indefinitely postponed. It is reported the Walmart pharmacy may have stock. The health department does have all three Pfizer doses available, as well as both J&J doses, with vaccinations anytime Tuesdays, 8 until 4. The pediatric vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds has arrived and will be offered by appointment beginning November 16. Valley Heights schools continue battling high quarantine rates. As of Monday, reporting over 100 students and staff listed as close contacts and over a dozen students and staff still reported positive. The district this week announcing an extension of Thanksgiving break, which will take all of next week off from classes. Marshall County Commissioners last Monday awarded AHRS Construction Management of the jail project. It was noted that all three applicants interviewed well, and the architect will now begin meeting with AHRS as construction manager at risk for development of the proposed $8 million complex and will bill 2.5% of the project cost to manage construction. A proposed site for the jail is a property north of Subway at the east edge of Marysville. Cost of living raises of $100 per month was approved for all Marshall County employees for 2022. Commissioners discussed adding language to the NRP application checklist to remind people to check in with the Public Works Department regarding floodplain locations and permitting. Washington and Nemahal County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. A dedication ceremony was held Saturday in Waterville for the Corporal Hallen Hothney and Spec 4 Gene Myers Memorial Highway, a section of U.S. 77 from Blue Rapids to Waterville. The dedication completes several years of work by local officials to recognize the memorial. Despite several contested races for Marysville City Council, an interest in the mayor's race with a riding candidate, turnout for the general election was only some 30%, well below 75% in Marshall County a year ago with the presidential election. Write-in winners include Joe Studer and Chris Claves for Beatty City Council and Joe Funk for Frankfort City Council. With no filings for Oquito City Council, five write-ins were elected, including Larry Novotny, John Cook, Daryl Cook, Ron Schroller, and Rick Schroller. Mike Schneider is a write-in winner for Summerfield City Council, with Debbie Evans and Stacy Fleming elected to Vermilion City Council. In Washington County, two write-in candidates were elected for USD 223 School Board, Gretchen Umke of Palmer for Position 2, and Steve Juniman for Position 6. A hunting fatality was reported Saturday afternoon in Pawnee County, southwest of Lewiston. Cade Ryman of Weeping Water suffered a gunshot wound and was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities were notified and continue investigation. The victim, Cade Ryman, was an elementary teacher at Palmyra. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Monday morning northwest of Beatrice shortly after 11 a.m. An unidentified driver lost control on West Hickory near Southwest 117th Road and overturned. One occupant of the vehicle was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. Another refused treatment. Dean A. Bayer, age 54, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, rural Pickerel. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 5:30 until 7:30 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Dean Bayer. Joy D. Deanne Nutt, age 77, of Overland Park, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Beatty. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joy D. Deanne Nutt.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not too late to get your Thanksgiving dinner all set up thanks to Bite Me Barbecue. Call Bite Me Barbecue before November 18th to make sure you reserve your turkey so you don't leave your family hungry on Thanksgiving. You can also order individual meals for $12. They include turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green bean casserole, or your choice side, all thanks to Bite Me Barbecue.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy with occasional sun today, high of 74, breezy winds. Tonight, mainly cloudy, low near 39, winds breezy from the south. On Wednesday, we'll have occasional sun, cooler, with a cold front working its way through the area. We're at a high of 49 with strong northwest winds. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 26, high of 46 on Thursday. Lots of sunshine. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 28. We're at a high of 52 on Friday. Lots of clouds, a few sunny breaks, breezy south winds. Friday night, mainly cloudy, low near 35. High of 56 on Saturday. Lots of clouds, occasional sun. Saturday night, gradual clearing, low near 32. High of 51 on Sunday, mainly sunny. Sunday night, low 27. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature, mid-November, 54. Record high in the state, 75. The average low, 32, and the record low, 5. Sunset this evening at 5:12. Sunrise in the morning at 7:12.
November is National Peanut Butter Month. We look at some surprising uses for peanut butter that don't involve eating it. Next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 16th. It is the 320th day of the year, and actress Maggie Gyllenhaal has a birthday. As if you need another reason to enjoy a delicious PB&J sandwich, November has been declared National Peanut Butter Month. We thought we'd chime in with some surprising uses for peanut butter that don't involve eating it. For example, use it to eliminate fish odors in the kitchen. Put a dollop in the frying pan, and it'll absorb the smell in no time. In a pinch, peanut butter makes a decent substitute for shaving cream. The creamy type, of course. Get pets to swallow medicine by coating tablets with peanut butter. In moderate amounts, it's actually good for them. It'll clean up most anything gooey, too. Stickers, glue, and yes, even gum from a child's hair. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's time, it's time. Bring the holiday wonder home from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville with the Holiday Open House. Save on Hallmark Channel bundles, recordable storybooks, holiday family gift bundles, wrapping paper tri-packs, only $5.99 with any purchase, and so much more. Don't miss the magic, the wonder, and the savings with Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State women's basketball team won 73-49 over North Carolina A&T. Ayoka Lee led the way in both ends. She put up 31 points, 13 rebounds, and blocked 7 shots. This is the sixth time in Lee's career that she scored 30 or more points in a game. Kansas senior Ochai Agbaje was honored as the Big 12 Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Agbaje has had a sensational start to the season. He started off with a career-high 29 points in Kansas's 87-74 opening day win over Michigan State. He followed that up by scoring 25 points in the Jayhawks' home opening win over Tarleton State. Emporia State's Lady Hornets were named the number 2 seed in the Central Region for the Division II NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament. That means in the opening round, Emporia State will play Northwest Missouri. That matches this Friday, 1 o'clock at the ESU pitch. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, new credit credits. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Kansas freshman running back Devin Neal was named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week on Monday. Neal, who graduated from Lawrence High, is the first freshman to win this award at KU.
He totaled 4 touchdowns for the Jayhawks in Saturday's upset win over Texas. 3 of those touchdowns came running the ball, and the other was a 19-yard pass from Jalen Daniels. Neal finished the game with 143 rushing yards and 26 receiving yards. His performance on Saturday makes him the first player in college football this year to have 140-plus rushing yards, 3 or more rushing touchdowns, 25-plus receiving yards, and at least 1 receiving touchdown in 1 game. Neal's just the 10th player in KU history to be given the honors of Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. And tonight at 7 o'clock, the Wichita State Shockers have their third game of the season as they host Tarleton State from the Western Athletic Conference. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock at Charles Koch Arena. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune in this Friday for Week 4 of the TVL playoffs as the Axtell Eagles go on the road to take on number 2 Thunder Ridge. Tune in this Friday for playoff football live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app.
The 7th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show will be this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Shop with vendors, enter the Gun Safe Raffle, enjoy delicious home-smoked meats, and enjoy the company. Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3, at the National Guard Armory in Marysville.
Celebrate National Sweet Potato Month by finding new and different ways to include them in your menu. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Sweet potatoes are tasty and nutritious, and when children and even adults help grow and prepare these and other vegetables, they're more likely to eat them. Get everyone involved in a recipe search for new and different ways to prepare and enjoy sweet potatoes. Include them at breakfast by substituting them for potatoes and hash, or combining them with kale and poached eggs for a super nutritious start to the day. Or cut them in half, scoop out a bit of flesh, and fill with a bit of butter and a raw egg, then bake. Cook in soup, stews, and chili, or create healthy snacks such as sweet potato crackers, hummus, and chips. Don't forget to include younger members in the family. Have them help by washing and scrubbing the sweet potatoes before cooking. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
An evening of Christmas splendor just got twice as nice. RX Drugstore and Salon M in Marysville are teaming up to make your Christmas shopping glamorous and easy. Join them Saturday from 5 until 8 for giveaways, specials, treats, and guest vendors. Stuff the stockings, treat yourself, and find standout gifts for all your loved ones with the Christmas open house at RX and Salon M.
In southeastern Minnesota, you'll find a rolling landscape known as the Driftless Area. And within that region, there's a town named Lanesboro that was established in the mid-1800s to draw East Coast tourists. The dream of luring visitors did come true, but it took over a century. How that happened is this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Rick Lehman lives in southeastern Minnesota, about 40 miles southeast of Rochester. Even folks from this state are amazed at the unique landscape here.
It's a driftless area that was left untouched by the glaciers, and so we've got a lot of bluffs and a lot of valleys.
And in this driftless area, as it's known, you'll find the small town of Lanesboro.
The town was established in 1869, and it was established by people from out east, New York residents, and they had visited here, and they liked what they saw in this area, and so they were going to use it as a tourist destination for people from out east.
Interestingly, the tourist destination they hoped for didn't materialize for over another 100 years. Lanesboro instead became a small farming community, and still is. But changes in the 1970s brought new opportunities for the town.
About 1977, the railroad line that had been here since 1869 was taken out. And then later on, about 7-8 years later, some people got the idea that maybe we should put in a bike trail.
The Root River Trail now spans about 60 miles of that old railroad line. While grain trucks can still be found rolling through town, bikes and tourists have brought plenty of visitors.
The trail is still probably the number one thing as far as the tourist trade in town. We have the theater. People come from all over the U.S. to perform there. So the arts and theater is a big thing as well.
Rick is the retired school principal here, and today he owns the most unique business in town. It once was a feed mill, but today is, well, you'll have to come back next time to find out what it is, but it's really, really cool, and I took plenty of pictures to post on our site. As we travel the countryside in Lanesboro, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
When it gets cold, I'm sure there are times when your livestock wish they could come in the house with you. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shelter livestock from the winter winds by planting a windbreak when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Wool coats and cattle grow thick hair, but when the winter winds pick up, you might find them huddled against the trees in your pasture. A stand of trees can do a good job of blocking the worst of the harsh weather. Studies have shown that during severe winters, cattle in feedlots protected from the wind gained 10 pounds more than cattle in unprotected lots. Jim Brandel is an emeritus shelter belt ecologist at the University of Nebraska. He says the windbreak has to be planted in the right place to do the job.
You'd like it to be perpendicular to those winter winds because your maximum protection is measured in distances away from the windbreak perpendicular to the prevailing wind. For most of the area that we're talking about, we're probably looking at a windbreak at least on the north, and we would strongly encourage protection on the west as well.
A windbreak on the south side can provide protection from snowstorms in late winter and early spring. But be careful with southern windbreaks. They might block summer breezes, which could increase heat stress for animals. At the minimum, a windbreak planting should have three dense rows.
One of which should be a pretty dense conifer, something like eastern red cedar or northern white cedar. Some of the spruce species work there too. We want something with some height And so you may very well find a tall deciduous tree associated with it, and typically a shrub. Typically the shrub will be on the inside towards the feedlot.
To make chores a little easier, plant another row of shrubs or trees about 50 to 100 feet away from the main windbreak. It'll act as a snow trip, so you won't have heavy drifts in the area where you have to work with the livestock. Learn more about developing a wind shelter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Pure. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel offers a laid-back atmosphere where everyone feels welcome. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our motel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Enjoy a magical winter wonderland at Christmas Cheer in the Pines. Twin Valley Developmental Services invites you to their annual fundraiser Friday, November 19th from 6:30 to 11:30 p.m. at the Waterville Firehouse. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and live entertainment from Elvis tribute artist Joseph Hall, plus raffle items and live and silent auction items. Tickets are $30 or $50 for a pair. Visit Twin Valley Friends Facebook page for ticket sales and more information. Come for a wonderful night of Christmas cheer.
Researching the impact of dairy feed supplements from algae. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done. And the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Research partners Colby College and Bigelow Laboratory, both in Maine, just got a five-year, $10 million USDA grant to study the use of algae as a dairy feed supplement. Nicole Price heads the project. She's a professor of environmental studies at Colby and also a senior research scientist at Bigelow.
We have all of these resources at our fingertips to find out if there are species or strains that are even better suited as a feed supplement in terms of their ability to improve milk quality and improve milk yields from existing operational dairy farms.
Price says the research will look at the environmental angle as well.
It's a really multifaceted project, and the unifying factor across all these themes is to use something called a life cycle assessment approach to really understand the cradle to grave environmental impacts of implementing a new feed supplement product.
Price says algae could have a positive effect on methane emissions from dairy cows.
Anything we can do to reduce even the small amounts of methane that come out of the dairy sector are helpful to the planet. And in the U.S., an estimated 26.7% of total methane emissions are contributed from enteric fermentation.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring water softener salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring water softener salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we're going into the holiday season with Thanksgiving just right around the corner. And heading into that holiday season, the AARP is reminding rural residents to shop safely online and watch out for certain scams that include those with charities. Thanks in part to the worldwide supply chain delays with the holiday shopping season that started earlier than ever. Shoppers are trying to scoop up some of the top gift ideas before they disappear. And that means the online shopping scams are officially beginning. The AARP of Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel says that there are a few things that you should do when you're shopping online.
The safest place to shop online is with retailers you trust and by typing their web address into your web browser. It's much safer than clicking on a link you find in an email or web search. Also, avoid deals that you know are too good to be true, even if the offer comes from a friend. Scammers are experts at hacking social media accounts, and one of the first things they do is send out fake offers to victims' friends and family.
Meanwhile, he says legitimate charities make a big push at the end of the year for their last-minute annual donations. However, the scammers try to do the exact same thing.
If a charity solicits you for a donation, even if your first instinct is to donate, be careful. Check the charity out before donating. A couple of useful sites for this are charitynavigator.org or give.org. A little research can help you make sure your donation is going to the charities that really are using your money for good.
Additionally, there is an AARP survey that found that nearly 70% of people shopping online this holiday season plan to pay with a debit card. And Vasco says choosing this form of payment makes you vulnerable to even greater fraud losses.
Fraudulent charges on a credit card can be reported and removed from your account, whereas with a debit card, those same charges don't go back into your bank account until they are recovered, which they rarely ever are. Additionally, purchases made over the internet are less secure than those made in a brick-and-mortar retailer.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather could cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rainstorm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact your local farmers cooperative feed team today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The new Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act has the support of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Correspondent Michael Clements shares more about the legislation aimed at helping cattle producers get a fair shake.
The Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act, introduced this week, seeks to provide fairness in cattle markets. Farm Bureau Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett says the legislation is a compromise of bills by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Senator Deb Fisher of Nebraska.
This act has many of the same tenets
that we saw in Senator Fisher's bill. It would take an average of the previous 18 months to establish a mandatory minimum for each region. The mandatory minimum would be reviewed every 2 years, and no one region could be more than 300% of the minimum mandatory negotiated trade of the lowest region.
Bennett says cattle market transparency is a policy objective this year for Farm Bureau.
This bill fits squarely within American Farm Bureau policy. We support the bill, and we hope that parts of this bill are incorporated into livestock mandatory reporting reauthorization. However, it is of utmost importance for Farm Bureau that livestock mandatory reporting does not lapse.
Livestock mandatory reporting will expire December 3rd unless reauthorized by lawmakers.
Senator Fisher and Senator Grassley will be working closely with the Senate and House Agriculture Committee to get portions, if not all, of this bill into livestock mandatory reporting reauthorization. If that is reauthorized, we will see an effort then to incorporate parts of this bill into the next authorization of livestock mandatory reporting.
Michael Klimitz, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred her for sale Wednesday, November 17th, starting at 11 a.m. Fall pairs include 150 big fancy black and black white face first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 90 day old calves by side. There'll be 45 choice Sandhill origin red Angus cows, 3 to 5 years old with Charlet sired September, October calves by side, and 150 black and red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old with September, October calves. Springbred heifers include 78 big hand-picked Northern Origin Angus and Sim Angus heifers. They're AI bred for March 1 calving, plus 150 fancy red Angus, black-white face, and Angus Gelvie cross springbred heifers. Many are AI bred for February-March. Springbred cows include 132 one-iron black and black-white face second calf heifers. They're bred to Marple Sim Angus bulls for late February calving. There will be 400-plus spring calving cows, including 3 complete dispersals of Angus and Angus Gelvie cows. They'll be 3 years to older. All be bred for February through April calving. Also offered will be 6 Angus bulls. They'll be 16 months to 3 years of age. For more information on a special cow sale, be held Wednesday, November 17th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Livestock need access to fresh water during the winter. As the temperatures drop, be sure your watering system offers an ice-free drink on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Is the most important nutrient for overall cattle health and production. They consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. So a 1,200-pound cow would need 12 gallons of water every day. Chewing on ice and snow doesn't count. Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says to consider the size of your tank to keep the water flowing.
When I'm thinking smaller tank, often those are the ones that have some sort of freeze-proof control mechanism. So they may either be buried underground or you can use electricity to keep them in place. Our larger tanks, the freeze-proof mechanisms differ a little bit in that we may be using an overflow system of some sort, but your bigger tank has more surface area across the top
And more surface area means it can freeze a lot faster, especially in a pasture situation if cattle have to walk a distance to get to the water. He says you may need other freeze-proof mechanisms to keep these tanks open.
You can have it underground. You can have electricity that keeps it heated. You can also use a combination of those or a ball water. So there's a ball that stays in the top and floats to the top, and then the cattle push it back down to get a drink. All of those can be very effective, and which one you pick depends a lot on your situation and whether or not you have the capability to put some of those in place.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping watering tanks open in the winter at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Still going through a Tuesday today and still a lot of red on the board for the grain market as we go through. Oats and cotton still lingering in the green. The rest of them have been struggling. Soybeans even started dipping back down into the red again after coming close to going positive today. January beans are down 5 1/4 right now at 12.51 3/4. The meal for December is down $4.10, sitting at $3.67.60. The soybean oil in the green a buck right now for December, sitting at $59.20. Corn and wheat are still struggling today. Corn for December is down 5 1/4, sitting at $5.71 1/4, with the Kansas City wheat for December down 15 1/2, sitting at $8.20 3/4. Right now we are seeing in the livestock markets mostly higher, still a little bit of red slowly popping up on the board, but still trending mostly at a decent pace right now as we have some pressure with the packers still purchasing their sales going into the holiday week next week with Thanksgiving. We did see some a small package of steers traded in the state of Nebraska sitting at $208 dressed. That is $1 higher than we saw the previous week, but outside of that, some slow trading going on in the livestock market right now. Overall, prices are still roughly $1 to $2 higher than what we had seen last week in all regions with late sales on that high end of the range. Right now, we see live cattle for December up 2 pennies at $131.80. The February is down by 30 cents right now. And the feeder cattle, November's unchanged currently at $155.92. January sitting up 22 cents in the green at $158.70. Lean hogs, they're also in the green today going through 75 cents higher at $76.55. Stock market today still showing some positive numbers with the Dow Jones growing by 183 points in the green right now, sitting at 36,270. The S&P's up by 24 points positive. The NASDAQ growing by 103. Much of the growth comes from the retail industry with sales going into the holiday season and with the continued inflated prices of goods. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this...
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.